Attention. You're listening to The Daily Dose. The active ingredient in this program is common sense, which has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism. Be advised that listening may cause you to lean to the right.
I'm about to share a story with you that is, in fact, one of my favorites since starting The Daily Dose in August of last year. Ready for this? Headline of the CBS Minnesota article: Minneapolis Cuddle Party Chapter Teaches Communication Boundaries. I bet it does. So many questions, but we only have 3 minutes to address them. First, what on earth is a cuddle party? Glad you asked. A cuddle party is a monthly meeting of people who don't know each other, who lie on the floor as a group and, well, cuddle. Look, I'm a hugger. We know each other well. You're probably getting a hug. It's not sexual. It won't linger. But you'll probably get a hug. But I'm not going to a cuddle party. Want a cuddle? Try one of these things. Get a boyfriend, get a girlfriend, get a dog, get a cat, or hug a person you actually know. Don't cuddle with random people on the floor. Second, what is a cuddle party not? Well, they say it's not a dating service or a place for people to start that spark. Bet me it's not. We live in a sex-crazed world that has more than its fair share of perverts. No matter how pure the cuddle group's intentions, some creep will exploit this in about 8 seconds, assuming it hasn't already happened. Perverts put cameras on their shoes to see up women's skirts. Teachers have sex with teenage students. People post sex tapes online. Hidden cameras have been found in hotels and bedrooms. We elected Bill Clinton as president twice. Now socialists may elect his wife who destroyed his female victims. And we have sexters like Anthony Weiner. And candidates running solely because they have a good six-pack, like our friend sexy, sexy, sexy Martin O'Malley. I don't think sexual purity is running rampant in America today. And if a group of strangers lie down on blankets, spread out on the floor, and spoon, need I say more? Third and finally, although we could go on and on if time permitted, you may be wondering what one of the most common objections the leader gets about her cuddle group. Surprise, surprise, people object because it's too weird. What? Are you kidding me? Who could have ever imagined that objection? But then again, maybe I'm looking at this all wrong. In the post-Obama world of chaos, maybe cuddle groups hold the secret to survival and happiness.
Thank you for listening. To further boost your immunity, join Todd for his full-length program called The Antidote to Liberalism. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and our website, theantidotetoliberalism.com. Or connect with Todd directly on Twitter at Common Sense Gear or by email, todd@theantidotetoliberalism.com.